This week marks 8 years since the start of the Syrian civil war. Hundreds of thousands of people have been killed in the conflict, and according to the United Nations, half of all Syrians have fled their homes. One of those who left was Marwan Hisham. He's the co-author of Brothers of the Gun, a memoir of the Syrian war. Today he joins us from Ankara, Turkey, where he's lived since 2016. Marwan, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me, Tanzina.
When protests first broke out, how old were you? And tell us about that experience.
I was 21, just about the time when I was about to graduate from college. I was in Aleppo, but when the protests started in Raqqa, I was in my hometown at the time. So I started to go with friends whenever we heard about protests and, yeah, participate in them.
You write about two of your childhood friends who joined the opposition. Tell us about them. How did the war affect them?
We grew up in a relatively poor neighborhood, same background, and we were, the whole composition of the society was patriarchal. So we had religion, traditions, fathers, and the state all competing to, you know, to make us think the way they want. And then when the Arab Spring happened all across the Arab world, we thought we had an opening when we can express ourselves and kind of liberate ourselves and feel this self-confidence that we can actually be part of this change. In a sense, it was even generational. Yeah, we thought we can keep up with the world, we can change the whole system of religious versus religious and ideologies adopted by the regime to shape our future in a way that we thought so outdated. As soon as we started to protest, we kind of broke up. We kind of broke this this fear in us, and we felt this sense of communality with other people, with people especially like us, because the generation older than us, very few of them had access to education that we did. Me and my friends will have lots of discussions about how the protest should go, what's our goal, and how what's our visions for the future of our country. Until the nature of the movement, the protest movement, changed into something more violent. So here we started to see it differently. My friends decided to join this armed rebellion because they thought that this is the only way you can get rid of the regime. And here we're I thought differently, that, a civil war is simply not the answer.
What was it like living under ISIS control?
Well, under ISIS, you're being watched all the time, and you're not safe. They could arrest you for anything, for so many things that you would think they're, normal. Basically, for them, they're not okay. The way how you dress, the way how you speak, the way how you behave generally in public. And any sort of accusation could be, for them, it could be interpreted in a way so extreme and end up with even execution. And anyone who wasn't part of this system had to be suspected and had to be basically neutralized in a way. So it was daily nightmare where no one felt safe.
Despite all of that that you just described, you continue to take photographs and send them to Molly Crabapple, who you collaborated with on the memoir that you wrote. How were you able to do that, given that level of control by ISIS?
I had two helping factors. The first is that I studied Sharia. When I was in the secondary school, I went to a religious school, so I can basically defend my, you know, my behavior. This is one thing. I knew their mood. I knew where, you know, where they come from. And the second thing is that I had daily interaction with them because I worked in a cafe where I would see them every day and I would speak to them. So I knew what, where's the red line and the margin for maneuvers. But still, it was too risky for anyone to take pictures because I'd be simply labeled as a spy. So basically just try to be cautious, not to be caught, and do something that very few could do.
The Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is still in power. Is that an indicator that he's won the war?
Well, it depends on what we mean by winning the war. If we mean that he's gonna stay and able to, the whole regime able to survive, then he definitely won. But if we mean that he's able to restore full control of the country and to restore the legitimacy among the international community, then he is definitely far away from that. Right now, he controls two-thirds of the country, and he's an isolated president. In the last 8 years, he only visited two countries, Iran and Russia. And when the Sudanese president visited him in Damascus, there was much international condemnation about this, and he's still in this way far away from being victorious.
Do you expect, Marwan, that you'll ever return to Syria?
Yes, and I am actually planning to, because my city now is under the control of the SDF, or the Syrian Democratic Forces, the group that is now backed by the international coalition led by the United States. And my city is very devastated, but it's people, they're trying to rebuild their lives. And I feel like I need to be part of that. I need to help the, you know, the city and my people to, in whatever little I can offer and be part of this rebuilding process.
I've been speaking with Marwan Hisham, the author or the co-author of Brothers of the Gun, about his life in Syria during the war. Thanks so much, Marwan.
Thank you.